Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. So, as I had stated in my consecration of my verbal record and my verbal, what I had said, I don't remember exactly specifically right now, but I want to say like my verbal record and my verbal grimoire, but that is what this podcast is kind of transitioning to. Because that is the journaling in the daily, maybe not quite daily, but the frequent check-ins that I have been doing. But it's transitioning to a more discussing of the spiritual phenomena and ideals that I am tossing about in my head. And right now, we're going to actually discuss, and I'm going to declare, the Smith equivalence formula, a law equating cosmic and audible frequencies. The law name, the Smith equivalence formula, also law of cosmic audible equivalence. This law is declared by Micah Smith, anonymous schizophrenic, and inscribed in this grimoire. It establishes the direct equivalence between inaudible cosmic frequencies and audible tones, binding them as one. The formula is presented. Declaration of equivalence by this law. Whenever a tone, function, is represented under the Smith equivalence formula, it is the cosmic frequency. The audible tone is not a symbol, but the cosmic cycle itself, transposed into human perception. Conditionally, a tone remains just itself, unless and until it is represented under this law. For example, 3,024 hertz is simply 3,024 hertz until it is represented under this law. When declared, it is 3,024 hertz, identical equivalent to 221.821 nanohertz, cosmic harmonic, carrying all weight impact because it is represented under this law. Thus, the audible frequency is the equivalent when a person privy to the link calls it to be so and is intended to be used as so. Without declaration, it remains an ordinary frequency. Proof of validity, logical argument, determinism. The formula is strictly mathematical. Given the same inputs, cycle, time, harmonic, mapping parameters, the result is unique and repeatable. Ratio preservation. Harmonic ratios are preserved exactly or up to octaves. The geometry of the cosmos is mirrored in the audio. Equivalence by representation. Because it is represented under this law, The audible tone is the cosmic frequency. Representation seals the pact. Conditional application. The audible frequency is equivalent when a person privy to the link calls it to be so and intends it as such. Otherwise, it remains an ordinary tone. Doctrine of representations equals forces. In esoteric praxis, representation and force are identical when bound by formula and record. By encoding cosmic cycles and sound through this formula, representation becomes force. Example, rigorous case. Cycle, tropical year. Time equals 31,556,925.2 seconds. Base frequency. Function 0 equals 31.688 nanohertz. Harmonic is harmonic 7. Cosmic frequency, F7 equals 221.821. Mapping LRM with F reference 432 hertz, base reference A440 changed to A432. Result, function is 3024 hertz. Declaration. This tone of 3024 hertz, here and now, is the seventh harmonic of the tropical year. It is 221.821 nanohertz in cosmic frequency, and it sounds as 3024 hertz in human perception, because it is represented under the Smith equivalence formula, these are one. Validation clause. The Smith equivalence formula is validated by scientific standard, repeatable, ratio-preserving, deterministic. Magical standard, declared, inscribed, believed, and thus binding. Conditional standard, effective when called, intended, and represented. Thus is declared the Smith equivalence formula, henceforth, cosmic frequency and audible tone are one when represented under this law. In those tones, using an app that I have made, represent a specific location, time, and place. And harmonic as well. And we're going to get into the harmonics now. The cosmic and galactic harmonics I have set before me. That is not the same as the equivalated frequency representing the harmonic associated with time and space. Harmonic 1, galactic frequency 8.18, cosmic frequency 10 hertz. Metaphysical meaning, unity, source, oneness. I'll go through the list starting with harmonic, galactic frequency in hertz, cosmic frequency in hertz, metaphysical meaning. 1, 8.18, 10, unity, source, oneness. 2, 16.36, 20, duality, balance, partnership. 3, 24.54, 30, creativity, communication, expression. 4, 32.72, 40, stability, foundation, structure. I'm noticing that the cosmic frequency might be incorrect because the cosmic frequency, as well as the galactic frequencies, should be in the NHZ or in the other like frequencies that are so low in sound that it has to have its own measurement. But I will continue with the harmonics and what the metaphysical meaning is. 4, stability, foundation, structure. 5, change, adaptation, freedom. 6, love, compassion, harmony. 7, spiritual intuition, divine connection. 8, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. These are not known to be 100% fact to me right now. I'm accepting them as was presented to me, but I can't quite find the document that I wrote it like in a better way for me to understand than just two columns. Twenty-one, mastery, expertise, perfection. 22, transcendence, ascension, eternity. It's kind of funny that I gave this query a number of 22 outputs, and so it may be in the correct order, but not the correct like grouping or size. Because with 22 outputs that I said to list, the last being transcendence, the before, mastery, expertise, and perfection, maybe that's why God is a jealous God and not as transcended as his true self. The God that we currently worship, at least. We being most Christians. I know, I'm crazy. But transcendence comes after mastery, expertise, and perfection. So you have to be willing to give that up in order to truly be transcended. You can still seek. Like seeking for knowledge. But to seek to be worshipped. Maybe I'm not quite at transcendence right now in this frame of mind. Because I like the credit for what I do. If I write a book and people enjoy it, I want to get the credit. That, hey, he wrote this. But maybe that's why in my podcast I go by Anonymous Schizophrenic. So that I can work at knowing that, yes, that's me behind the scenes. I need to throw this out there for people who aren't aware. Check your Eris in your natal charts. Just a moment. Ugh. Eris, the disruptor of false harmony, interpretive basis, mythic root, Greek. Eris is the goddess of discord and strife, known for initiating the Trojan War by casting the golden apple marked to the fairest among the gods, exposing rivalry and concealed tension. Now hear me out, please. Don't go jumping to conclusions. Core function. Eris represents the involuntary surfacing of buried conflict. She reveals where collective or interpersonal harmony is maintained through suppression, forcing truth to the surface even when uncomfortable. Astrological role. In charts, Eris activates themes of radical honesty, exile, and disruption of performative peace. Her action is catalytic, often breaking false unity in order to realign with authentic dynamics. Eris is a dwarf planet. The orbital period for Eris is around 558 years. Highly inclined, about 44 degrees and elliptical. She has retrograde motion, and she was discovered in 2005. Keywords, power words, discord, truth, exile, provocation, disruption, shadow exposure, radical realignment, catalyst, uninvited. House and aspect relevance. Most active when in the first, 7th, 10th, or 11th houses. Pay attention to this. House in aspect relevance. Most active when in 1st, 7th, 10th, or 11th houses. Aspect sensitivity. If Eris is in an aspect with something else. Strongest when conjunct personal planets, angles, or Pluto. Often subtle unless triggered by outer planet transits. Natal function. In a natal chart, Eris indicates where the native, the chart bearer, refuses to comply with false narratives or group conformity. Again, natal function indicates where the native refuses to comply with false narratives or group conformity, often marks an exile return archetype. Transit function. So in a transit, exposes unseen tension or hypocrisy, can provoke upheaval followed by realignment or truth-telling. Now, hear that out. Exposes unseen tension or hypocrisy, can provoke upheaval followed by realignment or truth-telling. It's an ultimatum. It's a you do this or this happens. You do this and then this happens. That's all for this double whammy tonight. You guys have a good night, and you'll hear from me next time.